More now on what's behind the events in Thailand. Political scientist Danny Unger of Northern Illinois University studies Thai politics. He just spent a year in Thailand, and he joins us from DeKalb, Illinois. Welcome to the program, Professor Unger.
Thank you.
As we've heard, there are many in Bangkok who loathe Prime Minister Thaksin, but somebody in Thailand must have liked him enough to get him elected. Where are his supporters?
Well, he has actually considerable support in Bangkok, but in particular, he has very strong support in the rest of Thailand, with the exception of the Deep South, which has had a lot of unrest and violence. But many poor Thais view him as an official who made promises before the first election, his first election in 2001, and then delivered on them and provided them things that they wanted.
Promises such as what?
Inexpensive health care, basically 75 cents a visit, debt forgiveness, a sort of a village fund that provided something like $25,000 per village for development purposes. These are discussed in terms of populism in Thailand, and often disapprovingly, but for the rural voters, they were delighted that the prime minister was able to deliver on these promises.
And was he taxing the urban voters to pay for these benefits to the rural voters?
No, the taxation load in Thailand is very light. The context here was in 2001, Thailand had not really recovered from the economic collapse that came with the baht's devaluation in 1997, that East Asian financial crisis. So this was part of a fiscal stimulus scheme. So it did not involve the introduction of new taxes. Now, since that time, the government has found new means of raising finance. But on the books, the result has not been large fiscal deficit, although there's considerable concern about the longer-term implications here because some of this spending is off the books.
This is a country that hasn't had a coup, I gather, in 15 years, although there's some rather frequent history of coups before that. Are you concerned about the broader question of stability and security in Thailand, or will governments come and go and not have much greater impact than that?
Well, I don't think it's very likely that we have lost all of the gains achieved in the 14 years since the last coup. Even that last coup came as a bit of a surprise. I think, you know, we assume that Thai politics are increasingly institutionalized, that frequent military coups are not going to be, we're not going to see that era again.
When a military spokesman says there'll be a swift return to democracy, do you believe him?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's virtually certain that there will, in fact, be a very swift return.
In the next elections?
Right. My guess would be that we'll hear who there will be an interim prime minister, and that the new elections, I would expect that the new elections will be held sometime this year.
Professor Unger, one last thing. I know you're here, you're in this country, not in Thailand, but would Thais be seeing and reading tomorrow, say, a fairly straight account of what's going on right now in Bangkok and elsewhere in the country, or is the media muzzled at a time like this?
Well, there's an important distinction here, reading versus watching. Reading, absolutely, they would get a fairly straight account. Watching, it's far less certain. And this is one of the big complaints about the recently ousted prime minister, is that in his time in power, he did his best to try to limit the freedom of the electronic media, the television in particular.
Well, Professor Unger, thank you very much for talking with
us. Thank you.
That's political scientist Danny Unger of Northern Illinois University, a student of Thai politics. He spoke to us from DeKalb, Illinois.